Rafa, just how disappointed are you by the way it went this afternoon?
Obviously, really disappointed because we knew that we needed to win to stay there with some points of advantage, and we didn't do it. We didn't play well. We knew that was a good team, and we couldn't make mistakes, and we made mistakes, and we paid for that.
You said beforehand that you expected Fulham to come and try to control and try to have a lot of possession. They did that, but are you saying there that maybe you allowed them to do that too much and early in the game?
Yeah, I said before that it was not easy because we knew that they tried to do that, but we regained some balls and we didn't make anything with them. So when we were regaining and we had the counter-attacks, we were not doing well. And when we were going to press little by little, we were going late. Then with the goal that they score, they have more time, more comfortable, and then they were playing the way that they like to play, passing the ball. And with the pace that they have up front, they could play counter-attack. They did it, and we made mistakes, and they score goals, and we lost the game because we didn't do what we had to do.
And it's hard for your players, isn't it, when you go a goal or a couple of goals behind and you see the away team growing in confidence, and when you've got to try to score to get back into it and you're against a team playing well, they just slow it down, don't they, and take full control?
Yeah, it's when you are conceding a goal at home and you know that everybody's expecting that you have to win, then you start having some anxiety, and then the other team composure and playing well means that you have more pressure, and this is what you have to do to manage, and we didn't do it.
Is it important for supporters who are disappointed by the result just to view it as a one-off, because you've had such a good week leading up to this and you're still top of the table, that it is just one match and it's, you know, the overall picture is still very healthy, you're still in front of Brighton?
Yeah, I have been saying for a while that April will be crucial, and then it's more clear now that we have to keep doing the things that we were doing well for a long time, and then analyse this game, trying to find the solutions to our problems, and then quickly be sure that we are ready for the next one.
Will you be pleased now to have a week to work with the players before Birmingham rather than another midweek game like you've had for the past few weeks?
Yeah, it's really important for us to rest and then keep working with the players, because travelling away, you didn't have too much time, so now hopefully we can recover everyone and we can be ready for Birmingham.
Finally, is Kieran Clarke injured? He seemed to go down the tunnel when he came off.
Yeah, he has a knock in his knee, so we have to assess and see how is he.
Thank you.